This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say that because, you know, the fucking other way. And you're listening to Start of View.
Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. A fucking fat cock going down her throat. A swollen fat brick going up her asshole. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. A gigantic dong sliding down her throat. A sweaty erection going in her shithole. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs.
The girl loves cock. There is no doubt. Her eyes light up bright when a hog is pulled out. Now she's a big star. Oh yes she is. Don't she look good? Covered in jizz.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, January 28th, 2008, coming up on the program today, Busted by Your Cat, plus, can I edit out the part where I fuck the shit out of that underage chick, please? And the amazing Electra Cunt, may she rest in peace. All of this, but guess how she died? All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. I got some great audio to share with you at the top of the program. A lot of it thanks to our friend Cheryl Murkowski. And Cheryl has submitted these into the Sideshow contest for those Amazon.com gift certificates. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure she's going to win one. She's discovered a site. You know, first came YouTube. And then came the porno equivalent called XTube or PornoTube. Now we have gone beyond that. This is like the YouTube for the two girls, one cup crowd. It's called ShockingTube.com. Go there. There's every type of shocking video imaginable. And I've got a couple examples. But before we do that, I have another video here. That I found just before doing the show. It's a muscle guy who is talking into his webcam, and he's getting off. Well, he's getting off by describing himself, basically. And I don't know, that's pretty gay, right? If you're like jerking off to yourself.
Yeah, look at these muscles, man. Yep. Fuck it, 285 pounds of muscle. Just look at me, man.
Look at that.
Have you ever seen this much muscle on a man?
I think this is the dickhole guy's brother. Sounds just like him. You ever fucking see that?
Have you ever seen this much muscle on a man?
No.
56-inch pecs, man.
Oh.
20-inch biceps.
That's like a D cup, right?
20-inch mat. One of these traps, man. This is one massive man. Look at his huge nipples, man.
He's pointing out his huge nipples. I don't know, can you make your nipple... Can you work out your nipples? Make them bigger? I want plate-sized nipples. How can I achieve that goal? Right now, my nipples are tiny.
This is one...
Massive man.
Yeah. His huge nipples, man. Just look at this muscle, man.
He's like rubbing his chest.
Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
He's really getting on.
Oh, God, to be so fucking big. Oh, I just fucking... Oh, God, I can get off of myself. Just look at this body, man.
He even says that he's getting off to himself. What a fucking freak. Moving on to some other freaks now. Yes, I mentioned ShockingTube earlier. Cheryl Murkowski found the website and sent me a couple videos she found. And this one is crazy. And there's actually no nudity in it, so I might be able to post a little sample of it as a video cast. there's one part of it I almost couldn't get through. It is so disgusting. It's Asian vomit porn, basically. It's broken up into different segments. This poor girl, she's getting it from all angles. First of all, there's a woman behind this girl with rubber gloves on trying to get her to puke, like shoving the rubber glove finger down the girl's throat so she pukes into a bowl. Then the rubber-gloved girl vomits on top of the other girl's head, right? And so this is the very first part where the girl is being gagged, basically. See? Gasping for air. You can sort of tell she's puking. Oh, don't worry. It gets worse. Like, right here, for example. Oh.
Not good.
I think she's saying not good.
Not good.
Not good, no. Like, she doesn't want anything to do with this anymore. Please stop. All right, now the other woman is going to puke on this poor girl's head. Right there. And also... Next up is an Asian man puking on her, and this is where I fucking lost it. The shit that is coming out of his mouth looks like broccoli or collard greens or something. I don't know. But it's not digested very well. She don't like it. Ooh. All right, and now, oh man, this is where it really gets vocal. Fucking Christ, man. That is the greatest vomit in the history of vomits. Oh, I gotta hear that one more time. Oh, fuck, man. That is so great. I think the reason why I love it so much is because the vomit is so wet. It actually sounds like she's drowning in the vomit that's coming out of her mouth. I could listen to that all day. Oh, there's another big one here. Hold on. She's crying. I can't tell if she's crying or kind of laughing. Maybe she's just disgusted. I don't know. That is fucking fantastic. And then, I mean, the rest of the video. It's a 9-minute video. And then the rest of the video is her, like, eating the bowl of vomit with a spoon. It's soup. The other video that I have for you from this Shocking Tube website is a guy who is basically jamming turds into this girl's mouth, and you just hear her gagging on it. Like, she can't speak, really, because there's so much shit packed tightly into her mouth, but she can definitely gag on it. Sounds like my father in the morning. That's exactly what he sounds like. Yeah, my dad's eating shit in the bathroom in the morning. It's not from years of smoking. It's from years of scat. So, I mean, I'm sure some of you have been curious what a woman sounds like when her mouth is packed full of shit. Well, this is it. That's right, she sounds like a Wookiee. Alright, there you go. Now, I think I said for you Sideshow members that we were going to end the contest last Friday, but I didn't really talk about it on the show, so we'll just say we'll run the contest until the end of this week, and then and then we'll pick a winner next week. So if you want to enter the contest and you're a Sideshow member, maybe you might want to check out ShockingTube.com or whatever. I'm sure there are some great videos we haven't discovered yet with some wonderful audio. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted FFTF news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. We should be doing an extended show tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So if you would like to hear it and you're not a member, sign up now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Support the show. First story we have for you today. This one comes from Pennsylvania. The Smoking Gun is reporting a kinky sex escapade ended with the electrocution death of a Pennsylvania woman and the arrest of her husband for manslaughter. According to the cops, Toby Taylor, 37, first claimed that his wife Kirsten was shocked by her hairdryer. But then he admitted that the couple was kind of into weird sexual behaviors. Taylor then explained that he hooks clips to his wife's nipples and plugs the cord into an electric strip and shocks the shit out of her.
It's electric!
Yeah, come on, everyone, hit the dance floor. Come on now. Yeah! Good times!
You can see it! You can feel it.
Boogie woogie woogie woogie. There you go. There's a bizarre sex term for you. The electric slide. Yes. Taylor explained that he hooks the clips to his wife's nipples and plugs the cord into an electric strip and shocks her. On Wednesday evening, Taylor said, Kirsten removed her clothes, attached the clips, and shocked herself. He then picked up the electric strip and shocked her several more times, adding that he had placed a piece of electric tape over her mouth during the jolts. After the last shock, Kirsten, age 29, fell over on her face. She certainly did lose the showcase showdown of life. Taylor initially thought his wife was joking, but quickly realized she was unconscious. I would love to see his facial expression when he made that realization.
I want to get a picture of you realizing you killed your wife by shocking her tits too hard.
Wow. Fucking whammy's got vicious. Yes, he then dressed... Oh, man. So after he realized that she was unconscious, he then dressed her in preparation for driving to the hospital, but instead he called 911 when she stopped breathing. Taylor told investigators that the couple had been engaging in electric shock sex and other types of extreme bondage for about 2 years. He was charged yesterday with involuntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment, and was jailed in the York County lockup. He remains in custody on $100,000 bail. There you go. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Austin, Texas. Austin police arrested a man for having kitty porn after a curious kitten found his secret stash of DVDs. Ugh, cats should mind their own fucking business. That's my opinion. I've never killed an animal, nor do I want to, but if I had to, like, pick one animal to kill, I would pick a cat. I'd get some sort of satisfaction out of that. I'd probably feel bad in some capacity, but there's a part of me that would just relish in that cat suffering. The one thing I will say, the cool thing about cats and me not liking them is that, you know, they hate water, and so I can torture them, but not really hurt them. Because water doesn't do anything to them, they just hate it. So I dangle them over the sink filled with water, or the toilet, dunk their little heads in there. This is what you get for getting into daddy's kitty porn stash and then telling the police or something. I don't know. How did this all go down? Police say 24-year-old Jimenez lived in the Hunterwood Apartments in South Austin with his girlfriend. age 7, until August 2007. No, apparently the girlfriend was normal age. I don't know. Until August 2007, police say a cat belonging to the family that moved into the same apartment unit discovered a hidden gap between the pantry and ceiling in September of 2007. Police say the cat's owner reached into the gap and discovered several DVDs which contained child pornography. After an investigation, police learned that Jimenez was living at the apartment with his girlfriend until August 2007. Jimenez admitted to officers that he downloaded the pornography from the internet without his girlfriend's knowledge. Yikes, that is going to be an awkward conversation. Honey, I'm going to be going away for a while. Why, you ask? Do you remember when I suggested you shave your pussy bald? And you said that you didn't want to do that because it would itch. I found a few girls who were naturally hairless down there. Because, they were 7. Did you know that's illegal? I didn't, but now I do. So, see you in about 10 years. Yes, police arrested Jimenez on Thursday on possession charges of child pornography. He was arrested and could face 2 to 10 years in prison. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Salt Lake City, Utah. The man who used to run a business editing sex and profanity from movies has been arrested on suspicion of having sex with underage teenage girls. Of course, another hypocrite. All these people, these Republican senators, and all these fucking religious freaks, and this guy, the anti-pornographer dude, sanitizing movies. Like, he would take normal Hollywood movies, right? Like, Mission Impossible. And then anything that's objectionable, he would take out. Oh, too much violence? We'll cut that scene out. There's a sex scene? Let's edit that out. Meanwhile, he's banging 13-year-old girls. The funny thing is, if they made a movie based on this guy's life, he would edit out the most interesting parts. This dude's life is not up to his standards. Needs sanitizing. Police on Friday arrested Daniel Thompson, 31, and another man. Two 14-year-old girls needed money. Hey, they have babies to support. And, you know, babies need things like blankets. And if these underage mothers can't afford it, I guess they're gonna steal it. Still. So yeah, these 14-year-old girls needed some cash and decided to offer sexual favors. A third girl put them in contact with one of the men, and he paid both 14-year-old girls $20 for oral sex. That's a bargain. Look, that's the one thing teenagers need to learn. If you are like 13 or 14 years old and you want to get into prostitution, sell your shit at a premium. I mean, your pussy is gold to these men. You know, the more illegal it is to have sex with you, the higher the price should be. I should really be their business manager. Would I get in trouble for that? I mean, they're going to prostitute anyways. I'm just going to, you know, help them, guide them. You know, we'll put some money away into some 401ks or whatever. Sure, I'm going to take a cut. I guess that sort of makes me a pimp, huh? Yes, $20 for oral sex. Wow. Later, the man took the girls to Thompson, and the teenagers performed oral sex on him, according to police. Police said the scheme was exposed when one of the girls' mothers found a $20 bill and asked where it came from. The teenage girl responded to her mom, "The real question you should be asking is, who came ... in my mouth? It was some dude. And in exchange for it, I got $20. I'd be pissed too if I was the girl's mom. $20? Haven't I taught you anything? Hand job, maybe, for $20, but oral sex, no. Thompson formerly operated a business called Flicks Club, which edited feature films to remove or alter conduct deemed inappropriate for children or discriminating moviegoers. The store closed in December after threats of legal action from Hollywood studios. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to, if they had a good weekend.
Hey, I'm interested. I'll laugh here. I have a joke for you.
Okay.
How do you make a baby cry twice?
How do you make a baby cry twice? I don't
know. You rub your bloody dick on his teddy bear.
Oh. Ouch. Waka waka waka. Baby rape jokes. Hilarious.
Hi, Tim. This is Macy. I'm one of your underage listeners from Ohio. And I just wanted to call in and let you know that your show is fucking awesome, and
I listen
to it every day. And I listen to it when I'm doing my homework.
Aww. Did she say she was underage?
It makes me laugh.
If so, where are you from? I'm in Columbus.
So, hopefully I'll...
I've got $20 just burning a hole in my pocket.
That too, and you have a good day, and keep up the great work.
Aw, well, thank you very much. What a sweetheart.
Really reinvigorated.
Hey, Tim, you hear that, you stupid fucking bastard? That's you not talking about the moment of truth. I expected to hear your critique of the whole show. But I guess not, because you're a bastard and didn't mention it on the episode January 25th, 2008.
Wasn't that Friday's show? I thought I talked about it at the end of the show on the voicemail section, didn't I? Didn't the caller call in about it, and I thought I discussed it.
Do I wanna buy?
No, no. I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? Christmas is over with. No Christmas shoes. I guess it's better than the Jay Giles band.
Tim, you soda tea. Hey, this is DA out in Phoenix. Man, you played a soda. You talked about soda, but you can't do a show. You can't snip out a 5-minute thing where you actually drink the soda on the air.
I did a video cast of that, sir. Are you not a sideshow member, you retard? I don't know. I don't know how I wanted to set up the soda pop cast thing.
Hey, homo. This is Brendan from Connecticut again. Yeah, I heard you were talking shit about the moon and the stars and this and that. What the fuck's up with that, man? I don't appreciate you attacking my peculiar beliefs.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a dick.
I know.
Fucking, oh wait, I just remembered, you're a careless fairy, so you're not very deep. You're not as deep as that. Peace.
Wow, that sort of petered out. Peace.
Hey, Tim Henson, suck my ball. Oh, dude. Roll it up, take a puff and down.
Nope.
Hey, Tim, it's Cliff, longtime listener from Maryland. I'm a few weeks behind. I'm not going to call you and tell you that you read that Sucktastic Tuesday before, because you've already heard that enough.
Right.
But I did want to make reference to one thing on that. You mentioned that, why are they in London and speaking about inches? Should they be using the metric system?
Right.
In England, they use the same system we do here, so that would be the reason why. Just all you want.
Oh, really? I'm retarded.
Hey there, Timmy. Herkimer. You've got all kinds of stuff going on. Well, I'm a sideshow member, by the way.
Oh, good.
You got all kinds of stuff going on from the Stern thing, like that guy, that porno guy who's, oh yeah, and I'm dropping loads. His name is Nick Manning. He's been on the Stern show a few times. He's really freaky. And
really?
Then, also,
has he actually been on the show? I'm interested to know his story.
That band Elite with that great song Special Snatch.
Yeah.
Turns out the drummer for that band is Richard Christie, who is also with the Howard Stern show.
People, don't be sending me shit that's from other radio shows. I don't want to play that.
Hey.
I'm kind of disappointed. I thought that was that Elite thing was Jerry Generic's friend or someone he knew. Ugh.
Hey Tim, this is David from San Francisco, the Careless Fairy. I just wanted to tell you, I just heard the January 22nd Sucktastic Tuesday, and it's the very first time ever that my dick did not get hard.
Really?
Everything else worked. Pus, vomit, shit, leprechauns, everything worked except the guy with his lips nailed to the bar.
It wasn't just his lips, my friend.
Yeah, shut up, you stupid whore. La 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 la, stomaca, what la la.
Timothy, Armenian listener here from Armenia.
Santiago? Is that
people are telling you, calling in for chicken choya. It's not chicken choya, it's chicken choyak. Chicken choyak. It's Armenian traditional dish.
Oh.
You were asking about Armenian
chicken choya.
You're asking about the taste of the women, the pussy.
Uh-oh.
In Armenia, we have pussy Armenian girl tasting like hummus. You know hummus?
Homeless? Oh, hummus. I see. Tastes like hummus.
My uncle will make for you a nice dish.
Okay.
With Chicken Choya homeless. He's a beautiful man, beautiful face, beautiful hands.
Oh,
his face is
thank
like
you.
Map of Armenia. His nose is like Mount Ararat. His
Alright, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66, oh God. As you know, God, I'm gonna be sick. I don't think we can ever beat that vomit. Vote for us a podcast. I subscribe by iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Harder, deeper, now. Slam your cock into my cunt. Fuck to explosion.